Hello, Grove Crest Nation. This is Mr. Hoops, principal here at Grove Crest Elementary. And I'm here with our special guest for our ninth episode of our Grizzly Radio Show. Our special guest is our principal for the day today, and here is Principal Jill.
Hi.
And we have done quite a bit today. We're actually just finishing up our lunch. And so we thought, well, let's talk about what we've accomplished so far today, and then we'll talk about what we're looking forward to. Does that sound okay to you?
Yes.
Awesome. So we started out the day Mr. Nelson and I came and picked you up at your house.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we came back to school.
Mm-hmm.
And what did we do first?
The assembly.
Yeah. We have our Monday morning assemblies, and you took part in that.
Mm-hmm.
You picked out the positive pause for those who practice good social skills.
Yeah.
And we had a good time with that. Listened to Moana music as we came in and left, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then after that, so far, the rest of the day, we've been doing what?
Going to classes and reading books.
Mm-hmm. And do you remember what book we were reading?
With no crayons.
Day with no crayons. We've read it to two first grade classes.
Wait, and no, one, three.
Well, we've done, that's right. We've done three, huh?
And one kindergarten class.
And one kindergarten class. Okay, yeah. So, and they like it, huh?
Yeah.
And we have our favorite picture.
Yep.
It's the very last one where she makes a picture of herself with all the stuff that's in her room. Huh?
Yeah.
That's right. It's been fun. And we still have plenty of other classes to go visit.
And also, we're planning on visiting the new school.
That's the one that you're looking forward to the most, right?
Yeah.
We're going to go in there and check out our new school. It's not completely finished, but we're going to be done in 1 month. April 10th is our day that we start school in our new school. So we're way excited about that. All right. And now we're doing a radio show. What else did I teach you what to do?
Tweet.
We tweeted out a couple of pictures of our storytelling winners.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Awesome. All right. So, I've got a couple of questions for you.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Now, I know we haven't gone out to see the new school, and you said that's probably going to be your favorite part. But since we haven't done that yet, what's been your favorite part so far?
Tuning your ukulele.
I have a ukulele in my office that I'm trying to learn how to play, and it's off tune, and Principal Jill tuned it for me. So that's really good. Okay, now you've been with me for half a day as a principal. Is there anything that surprises you about what I do?
Nothing really.
Nothing really. But you like it?
Yeah.
Huh? Okay, good. Do you have any questions for me at all?
What's the funnest part about being a principal?
Ooh, what's the funnest part about being a principal? That's a really good question. I would say the funnest part about being a principal is I get to hang out with kids all day, every day. Whether it's at recess or in a classroom or whatever, I get to be with kids. It's awesome. It's my favorite thing.
And my last question.
Okay.
How many times do you do principal for a day?
Well, so far I've done it. You're my sixth principal for the day. We started it last year, and this year we've only had one other one before Hunter, who was in our last radio show, and then you. And I've got two more that are going to come in. It'll have a Principal Tyler and a Principal Brock.
I know them.
That's good. So they're going to come in. We just have to schedule a time, and we'll do a radio show with them, and they'll get to go see the new building, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
And I think maybe, possibly, we might be in the new building by the time they're principals for the day.
And I have another question.
Oh, go ahead.
What's your favorite part about the new school?
Favorite part? Ooh, God. That is a good question. I would say with everything that's done right now, I really like our gym cafetorium. Do you know what a gym cafetorium is?
Yeah.
It's the gym, the cafeteria, and the auditorium all wrapped into one room. Yeah. It's called the gymcafetorium, or some people call it the cafegymatorium. And what's cool about it is it is so big, and the stage is so big that we'll be able to have, like, school plays and productions and things like that. And I'm, like, so looking forward to it because our gym right now is too small for us to be able to do that.
Yeah.
But there's other things about this new school that are just going to blow our minds, I think. We haven't even seen them yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been, it'll be awesome.
And I have one more.
Only one more, right?
Yeah. Why do you have so many pictures of Abraham Lincoln in
your
office?
I have lots of pictures of Abraham Lincoln. And you know what? There's a couple of stories to that. Number one, Abraham Lincoln is one of my very favorite people. He's one of my heroes. He was one fantastic president and a good person altogether. And so I have a lot of stuff. Like on my wall, I've got that puzzle right there. My wife and I put that together. And then for a birthday present, she put some Mod Podge glue kind of stuff on it and put it in a frame. And now I have it in my office. It's pretty cool.
I just have to help a student teacher get a new password at 1 o'clock. And
okay.
Then we can
go out,
try and zip out there.
Yes.
You want to text Greg and say,
okay,
be okay if we come out at about 1:20-ish?
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
Okay. Awesome.
Does that sound okay with you?
Yeah. Okay. We're doing a radio show.
We're doing a radio show right now.
And I interrupt.
You just are on the radio show.
Hi, I'm on the radio show.
That was Mr. Nelson. Yeah, we're scheduling the time where we can go out, and Greg is the construction supervisor out there. Anyway, back to my wall. My family, we're renovating an old family home, and when the family home was vacated, we went in there to clean it out, and it was chock full of all kinds of junk. It was a hoarder home.
What's a hoarder home?
A hoarder home is a hoarder is a person that can't seem to get rid of anything. They collect and collect and collect, and it can be just junk. And pretty soon, it's really hard to live in the home, and that's what this home was a big hoarder home. And so all of these pictures of Lincoln and the plates of Lincoln and the Coca-Cola stuff and the Norman Rockwell stuff right over there. And then up on top of my cabinets, the typewriter and the cameras over there. And over here, my baseball stuff. All that came from the home.
Wow.
Not amazing?
Yeah.
Yep, lots of junk. But it's kind of cool once you clean it up and it doesn't turn into junk. It's actually good stuff, collectible stuff.
Yeah.
That's where I got it all. That's why I have it up. Pretty sweet.
I have one more
question. Okay. All right.
Who's your favorite teacher?
I can't tell you that. There's no such thing as my favorite teacher. My favorite teacher growing up? Well,
yeah.
That's a good question. I would probably have to say Mr. Hunsaker, my sixth grade teacher.
And one more question.
Oh, boy. We're running out of time.
This is the last question.
Okay.
What's your favorite teacher at this school?
At this school? All of them.
And you have to choose one.
I choose all of them.
Only one.
Can't do it. I don't have a favorite teacher
then
here. They're all my favorites.
You.
They're all my favorites.
Then I'll choose for you.
Well, who's your favorite then?
Mr. Johnson.
Well, because he's your teacher right now.
And Miss Schaefer, too.
Miss Schaefer was pretty awesome, huh?
Yep,
she was my son's third grade teacher as well, and we really love Miss Schaefer.
All right, that's all the questions.
Okay. She was trying to have me pick favorites, people. Yeah. I don't have any favorites. All right, well, that is our radio show for today, and we end on a funny note about favorite teachers, and all of them are all my favorites. Awesome. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you at our next radio show. Say hi. Bye.
Bye.